Okay, good evening to everybody. The majority of the second half of Sefer Bereishis, certainly starting Parshas Vayeshev through Parshas Vayigash, really revolves around dreams. Yosef has a dream at the beginning of Parshas Vayeshev. Vayachalom Yosef chalom v'yagi le'echav v'yosifu otzno oso. Yosef dreamt a dream, and his brothers, as a result, led them to hate him. And then Yosef goes on, Shimuna hachalom hazeh shachalamti, listen, my brothers, to the dream that he dreamt. And of course, we're all familiar with the sheaves and the stars and the sun and the moon bowing down to Yosef. And most certainly, that ultimately was what caused the dissension and the uncomfortable nature of the relationship between Yosef and his brothers, ultimately leading them to sell him and his travels to Mitzrayim. But even once Yosef is in Mitzrayim, so at the end of Sefer, Parshas Vayeshev specifically, we're familiar in the beginning of Perek Mem and Shvi, the end of Parshas Vayeshev, two of Paro's officers, the Sar HaMashkim and the Sar HaOfim, dream a dream. Vayachalmu chalom shneim, ish chaloma b'layl echad, ish kisistron chalomo. Each of them have a dream, and ultimately Yosef is successful in interpreting each of their dreams, and Yosef hopes and prays that this ultimately will allow him to be successful and to leave and to get out of jail. And ultimately, Yosef was successful in interpreting the dreams properly, but nonetheless, lo zachar sar hamashkim es Yosef ishkecheu, sar hamashkim ultimately was brought, put place back in his position, as opposed to sar haofim was killed. But the Sar Moshkim, nonetheless, did not remember Yosef, forgot about him. And again, Yosef's dreams are what revolves around all of Parshas Vayeshev. However, that's not it, because the beginning of Parshas Miketz, who else dreams besides for Yosef is Paro. But he Miketz Shnasayim Yamin Uparo, Ufaro Cholim, Vine Omer Al Yor. Paro has his famous dream as the thin, weary, poor cows, versus the dream of the healthy, successful Shava Paros Acheros, Olos Achre Minayor, and the successful, rich, healthy, meaty, chunky, heavy cows that Paro dreams about as well. And of course, Yosef is found, and the Sar Mashkim refers Paro to Yosef as the successful interpreter of dream, and Yosef ultimately is successful in interpreting the dream of Paro, telling him that 7 years of famine are upon the land of Egypt, ultimately followed by 7 years of success and strength. And ultimately, Yosef is placed in a significant position of power as a result of being a successful interpreter of dreams, both for the Sar Mashkim and the Sar Ofim, ultimately for Paro as well. And as Yosef begins to climb the ladder of success, the hierarchy of government and politics in Mitzrayim, he takes over and is only second in power in line to Paro. And later, toward the end of Parshas Miketz, finally when Yosef's brothers come down to Mitzrayim looking for food as a result of being a famine in the land of Egypt, in the land of Canaan, as Yosef predicted, Yosef recognizes his brothers. They don't recognize him. And the Pasuk tells us in Perek Mem Beis, Pasuk Tes, Vayizkor Yosef es achalomos asher chalom lahem. Yosef remembers the dreams that he dreamt about them. And ultimately Yosef attacks them, claiming that they are spies, and it's the dreams again that seem to be the running theme and the issue that takes us to Parshas Vayeshev and Miketz, ultimately until Yosef is reunited with his brothers. But not only does Yosef have a dream, and not only does Yosef interpret the dreams of the Sar Mashkim, the Sar Ofim, and Paro, but if you remember back to the beginning of Parshas Vayetze, Yaakov himself also has a dream. Vayachalom, v'nei sulam, utzav artza, v'rosho megi ha'shemayim. Yaakov has a dream, the beginning of Parshas Vayeshev, he has and he thinks, considers, and wonders about the malachim that are going up and down. So certainly Parshas Vayeshev, of course in Parshas Vayeshev and Miketz, dreams, chalomos, have aimed play a significant role. What is the Torah's attitude, what's Chazal's attitude, and how do we understand and interpret and deal with the dreams? So as you're all familiar, the Gemara Maseches Brachos about Samach and Beis, it's the brach that we say nightly in the Berachas HaMapil, says that we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save us from Chalomos Rahim, to save us from bad, dangerous, scary dreams. So certainly if Chazal enacted and placed into the Nusach, into the Mazbeya HaBracha, the fact and the element of protecting us from dreams, so of course would seem to indicate that indeed we do take dreams seriously. Not only that, but the Rashba and the Tshuva in Chelek Aleph, Simon Tavches, dealing with the Gemara's that end the Maseches Brachos in Parak Chi and Parak HaRoah, where a significant amount of the chapter deals all about dreams, tells us how do dreams work, what are dreams all about. And the Rashba says, even though some things we don't understand and are hard to appreciate, nonetheless, Iulochazi, Maslichazi, we know that there is something to it. There are dreams. And that is something that is a fact of life. Now, of course, more recently, we understand that there are dreams and that people do dream. People are tested, and we understand that dreams are certainly a makeup and the fabric of our regular sleep. So that is all in terms of the background, that we see that parshas are made up of dreams. We see that Chazal, the Rishonim, recognize that there is some very significance to dreams. But how do we deal with dreams from a halachic context? Do they have any significance to them? There are two Gemaras that we have to see. One is a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. The second is a Gemara in Nedarim, and Daf Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara says like this: Hareishay mitzayir al mos shiniach lo aviv. A person is curious. He said, as a result of the fact that he lost money that his father left for him, either an inheritance or placed it in some particular place, his father is no longer around to ask him where he left the money for him. Uba bal hachalom. Rashi understands that the Baal HaChalom is Sar Hamare Chalomos Balayla, an agent, somebody who is in charge of the dream, and the Baal HaChalom comes and tells you in the middle of the night, Kach the Kachin, this is how much money there is that your father left behind. B'makom Ploniim, they're exactly in this place, under the bridge, under the rock. However, Shal Maiser Sheniim, they belong to Maiser Sheniim, of course. Maaser Sheni has to be redeemed. You pull the Maaser Sheni and it's brought to Yerushalayim. And the Baal HaChalom tells him exactly where the money is, exactly how much money is, but the Baal HaChalom also tells you that that money doesn't belong to you because that's money that belongs to be Nifta, and you have to redeem it and bring it to Yerushalayim. Zehayim Maaser. This was the story that the Gemara describes that took place. And the conclusion of the Gemara is, V'amru divrei chalomos lo malin v'lo meridim. Dreams have no halachic bearing, have no significance to it. Rashi, explaining Lomal and Lomaridin, says, Yachal ho'tiyam b'mukoma. You're permitted to take that money, use the money, and you do not have to give it to Maaser Sheni. Even though the Baal HaChalom told you that that money is not yours, and that money has to be redeemed and brought to your shlaim to be given and eaten, and it's Maaser Sheni money, nonetheless, Dibri Chalomos Lomal and Lomaridin. Now, when it comes to a halachic context, a dream, and whatever you saw in a dream is insignificant. The fact that the Baal HaChalomos is correct, and you know where the money is and how much money it is, so take the money. But nonetheless, you do not have to use that money for Maaser Sheni, and you could take the money and hold on to the money. However, the Gemara Nedarim seems to indicate that we have a different attitude halachically toward Nedarim. The Gemara Nedarim, the Ches Amal, says, Midu b'chalom tzarech yud b'nei adam lahatila. Person has excommunicated. He has a dream that he is sent to Nidu into excommunication. The halacha is you have to bring 10 people to be matir that Nidu. You need to tell 10 people what happened to you in your dream. Tell them that you're excommunicated. And those 10 people can then be matir the Ned. The Gemara, however, toward the end of Ches Amud Aleph, asks the question. Let's say in that dream, Shamtei v'sharolei b'chal me'mai. Let's say within the dream you were excommunicated, but the same Baal Chalomos not only excommunicated you, but he was also matir the chalom, the matir the nidui, and you're then permitted. So in the dream you were put into cherem, you were put into excommunication, but at the same time you were also let go of your excommunication. What's the halacha? Gemara says, Amalei kashem shi efshal lebar belo teven, kach I efshal lechalom b'lidvarm b'telem. So too, just like there's no bar without teven, so too there's no dream that doesn't have any dvar b'telem. That seems to indicate that even though in the dream you were placed into the excommunication, you were sent into nidui, and even though the nidui was nitar, was matir, it was left off, nonetheless, we consider that to be insignificant. The nidui is a nidui, and you still need somebody to come along and to be matir, the actual excommunication. These two halachas are paskin and shulchan aruch, the Gemara Lagabi Nidui and the Gemara Lagabi Maaser Sheni. Both halachas are paskin, one in the Chosha Mishpat and one in Yoredeya, and the Gemara seems to be close to each other. On the one hand, it seems that dreams are insignificant, that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. On the other hand, the Gemara Dharma seems to take the attitude that dreams are considered to be very, very halachically bearing. This theory is raised by the Tashbeit. The Tashbeit in his Tshuvas in Chelik Beis, Simul Kuf Tzarei Ches, raises this theory, And the Tashbes explains that if you take a look at the two different types of halomos that are taking place, there are two different areas of halacha that we're dealing with. The Gemara and Sanhedrin dealing with a mammonus, with money, financial and finances, so there the Tashbes says that there's one halacha. The Gemara in Nedarim, when it's dealing with Nidui, is a different set of halacha. The Gemara in Sanhedrin is dealing with Mammonus. The Gemara in Nedarim is dealing with a different aspect that's called Isser. And we have different halachic attitudes toward Mammon as opposed to Isser. And says the Tashbetz, when it comes to Mammon, as Mutal B'Safek, money that you're not sure about, it's a Safek as to whether or not the money really is Ma'aser Sheni or it's not Ma'aser Sheni. Uki Mammoni B'Cheskas Mari, you hold on to the money where it is and you leave it. There's no reason to extract the money from the person, and the money stays where it is. Yunach hamamon ahu bechetzkasu kasher hayat kodem hachalom, says the Tashbet. Divrei chalomos bekein ze lo malin velo maridin lehotz yamamon mechetzkasu. There's a chazaka that the money belongs to you. Your father left it in that particular place. Maybe it's Ma'aser Sheni, maybe it's not Ma'aser Sheni. When it comes to that, the dream is insignificant. The chalom doesn't have any bearing on being motzi mammon from where it is at all. However, when it comes to a nidui, when it comes to excommunication of chalom, and maybe in the dream there was a nidui, and maybe the nidui was nitar, that's a safek iser. When it comes to safek iser, also l'saper l'chabes l'srachek mibnei adam, arba amos imlo. When you're mesupag, whether or not a person excommunication has to be within the machaneh or not within the machaneh, says the Tashbetz, that's a safek iser, and safek iser l'chumra. That's the way the Tashbetz deals with these two gemaras. On the one hand, when it comes to mamon, we keep mamon where it is. You're not going to be moti mamon miches kasal. So when it comes to dini mamon, those chalomos are not going to have any halachic bearing. However, when it comes to iser, like the case of a nidre of excommunication, and maybe there was a heter on excommunication, that's only a safek. And when it comes to a Safek Isser, She'efsha Lassis Midei Safek Alidei Takana, says the Tashbetz, Yatiru Asara, Shezeu Menudu L'Shemayim, U'Menudu L'Shemayim, there we are going to be Machmes. So you see that the Tashbetz has two different approaches as to how we deal with Chalomos. So certainly from a halachic context, certain Chalomos have halachic bearing, and certain types of Chalomos do not have halachic bearing. However, most of us are not having dreams about Nidois, and being matir nidois, nor are we having dreams about situations of mammonus and where we're leaving money, but sometimes one has a dream and it's a scary or frightening dream, and we don't know how to handle that. What do we do? Is it something to be concerned about, or is it not something to be concerned about? Should we take it to the next level and be concerned, or should we just leave it as is? So the Gemaras and the Shulchan Aruch have three different attitudes and three different approaches as to how to deal with chalomos. The first is Gemara Masechet Shabbos and Daf Yud Aleph and Aleph. Gemara says, Amar Rava bar Mechasya, Amar Rav Chama bar Gurya, Amar Rav, Yafet Tainis lechalom ke'esh lenu ores. The appropriate thing, the best attitude and the best approach to deal with a chalom is like dealing with fire and flax. The same way that flax puts a fire into its place, so too the best way and approach to deal with a chalom is to fast. So much so, the Gemara says, Amar Rav Chisda uvov hayom, you should fast immediately upon waking. Amar Rav Yosef afilu b'Shabbos, Rav Yosef paskins even on Shabbos, which is a tremendous chiddush l'halacha, because there's no fast outside of Yom Kippur that we fast on Shabbos. And here the Gemara seems to indicate that even a tainis chalom, you should fast on Shabbos, speaking to the significance of a dream. So here you see the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Yud Aleph gives us one approach as to how to deal with a chalom, fasting. The Gemara in Maseches Brachos on Daf Nun Hei Amud Beis tells us there are two different ways to deal with a chalom. Amar Rav Huna Bar Ami, Amar Rav Tadas, Amar Rav Yochanan, Haroa Chalom V'Nafshu Agumala. Let's say you have a dream and you're concerned about it. Something scares you about it. The Gemara says, Yativenu Bifnei Shlosha. You should go in front of three people and be makiv the chalom. You should tell people, as the Gemara says, this is the dream that I had. I'm concerned about the dream. And the people will respond back. The three people, the three bezdin, upon which you explain the dream that you had, will be makiv and be mativ the chalom. And this is what's known as hatavas chalom. a little bit further in the Gemara, Daf and Hem Beis, the Gemara says that there's a third thing that one can do when it comes to having a dream. Hayman dechazi chalma v'lo yadam ayhu. If you have a dream and you don't know what you dreamt about, leikum kame kahane be'ibna de paras yadai. You should go in front of the kohanim when they're duchening. V'lei mahachi, and you should say the following, ribono shel olam, ani shalach v'chalamosai shalach, olam chalamti v'enu de'amau. Many of us are familiar with the language that we say in the Birchas Kohanim after Vishmerecha, Vichuneka, and Shalom. There's a short paragraph that speaks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu being matir, or turning a dream into something positive and not being concerned. So clearly the Gemara does seem to indicate that there is something you can do, and we do take dreams seriously. Either you could fast, you could do Hatavas Chalom, being native the chalom in front of three people of Bezin, or finally the third approach as to what you can do is go in front of the Kahanim on either in Eretz Yisrael every single day and recite that, or certainly in the Chutzlart in the diaspora to recite it on the Shalosh Regalim. These three potential possibilities as to how to deal with a chalom are actually paskin in Shulchan Aruch. The first is in Siman Reish Chaf, is the halachas of Hatafas Chalom and the Tainus. The second is in Siman Reish Chaf Aleph, the Gemara piggybacking on Siman Reish Chaf speaks about fasting even on Shabbos. And finally, in Siman Kuf Lamed, in Hilchos Nesias Kapayim, the Shulchan Aruch talks about saying the Ribono Shel Olam, the Shas Nesias Kapayim. However, it is important to note that Mishnah Berurah quotes here in Siman Reish Chaf, even though the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch says that if you have a dream and you're concerned, you should fast. The Mishnah Berurah, quoting from the Rashba and Atshuva, says, "Mikol makom minchuyav lehisanos el rishos." You don't have to fast. You only have to fast if you're concerned, if you're nervous. If the fast or if the dream doesn't bother you and you're not taking it seriously, then don't fast. If it is something that you're concerned about and you want to fast, you can. This is called a tainus rishos, a tainus that's voluntary, not a tainus chova, not a fast that is mandatory. That's what the Rashba says, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes. Furthermore, the Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Aleph to Siman Reish Chaf that if you're concerned, go in front of three people, v'leimru ba'atayu, and say in front of the Tlosa, in front of these three people, chalma tavi chazoi, and they will respond back, tavahu v'tavi lehavi. I saw a dream, and you're asking the Bezdin to say it's a good dream, it's a good dream, it's a good dream, and that is the response to the dialogue that takes place between the Baal HaChalom, the person who had a dream, and the three people in front that you go in front of. If you're familiar, most Siddurim actually have a Nusach called Hatavas Chalom, goes through the dialogue between the Baal HaChalom and the people being native of the Chalom. Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Reish Peches and Hilchos Shabbos, even though the Halacha indicates and says that you can fast on Shabbos, nonetheless, the common consensus is that that's not something that we do. We're not accustomed to fasting on Shabbos, and it's not necessary to fast on Shabbos. And that is what the Mishnah Berurah says from the Shla, B'Shem Achronim, Sha'af Elo HaShlosha, even though there are certain types of fast that you do and should fast for, nonetheless, Al Harov Lifsok Shlo L'Sanas B'Shabbos, the commonly accepted psak is not to fast on Shabbos, Al Yisanesh Ne'yamim B'Chol, Neged Yom HaShabbos, Yom Rishon Sha'achot. That's what the Mishnah Berurah indicates. Finally, in Siman Kuf Lamed, the Shulchan Aruch says, the third option is reciting the Ribono Shel Olam that we recite in front of the Kohanim. Of course, as we said, we only say it three times a year, or potentially six times a year, as we say it on Yom Tov Sheni. The Mishnah Berurah and the Behalacha deals with whether or not you should say it on the second day of Yom Tov, because if you had a dream and you didn't dream the night before, you're ready matir the dream before that. The Kaman the Einan Nosim Kapaim Kim Bergalim Eafshor Shasholo Cholam Lo Pamachas Bein Regal, says the Mishnah Berurah. For sure you had some bad dream between Sukkot to Pesach and Pesach to Shavuos and Shavuos to Sukkot, so it's worthwhile for every single person to say the Ribono Shel Olam. The Mishnah Berurah says, also in Siman Kuf Lamed, post Katan Hey, that the Ribono Shel Olam is what should be recited after each of the three times. Yishmerecha, Vichuneka, and Shalom. Some Sidurim have a Yiratzon, the Mishnah Berurah, the Chayadam, and the Gra, all explain that really what you should say is the Ribono Shel Olam. So what seems clear from the Gemara is that these three approaches are all paskin lahalacha, either fasting to do the dialogue of Hatavas Chalom, or finally to go in front of the Kohanim on each of the Shalosh Regalim. Now, as we pointed out, the Rashi and the Mishnah Berurah quote that you don't have to fast. It's not a requirement. If you want to fast, you can fast. The same thing is true with Hatavas Kalom. If you want to do the Hatavas Kalom, you can. If you don't want to, you don't have to. And the same thing, of course, is true with the Ribono Shel Olam, although there's a strong indication that that's something that you should do. It's built into the Nusach for the Mispalim to recite when there is Nisiyas Kapayim, and that, of all three things, is what should be said. So certainly it seems that it's dependent upon each and every single situation. However, the Aruch HaShulchan, in two places, and the Chazon Ish, in two places, both indicate that Chalomos are not something that we should get concerned about, not something that we should get worked up about. The Aruch HaShulchan Simen Reish Chas, Sif Aleph, as well as the Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Reish Peches, Sif Yud Aleph, says, don't get worked up about Chalomos. Don't be Mashkiach B'Chalomos, says the Aruch HaShulchan, Obefat Chalom Shehiru Bo B'Inyan Hazeh B'Yom. Certainly, that's something that you were thinking about that day. Pshita Deleis Be Mamish, it's nothing to be worried about. Echeni Milei Kreso B'Achila V'Shkiach. Certainly, if you ate a lot before you and drank a lot before you went to sleep, as a result of eating and the digestion that's taking place, it's going to create and cause these strange dreams or scary dreams that you're having. Don't take them seriously. We're not Talmidei Chachamim. We're not righteous enough that our dreams are considered to be significant, and therefore, don't take them seriously. Don't get nervous. Don't get worked up, as Aruch HaShulchan says in both these places, where Anashim Pshutim HaMeshukayim B'Havlei Olam, we're caught up with all worldly activities. Shem HaShedim HaGemurim HaShotim HaTzachas Adam HaMitis. Don't get concerned. Don't get worked up, especially if you ate something that is going to cause the dreams. Aruch HaShulchan says, don't fast. Don't do Hatavas Chalom. And maybe he would suggest not even to get concerned about doing the Nesiyas Kapayim. The Chazon Ish, also in two places, seems to indicate as such. In the Chazon Ish, in a letter, in Chelek Beis, Simon Kuf Mem Tes, says many times he had certain dreams, the likes of which one should fast upon. However, he never fasted. And that's what he did. Lo Samti Lev Lazeh. That's the language of the Chazon Ish. I didn't take it seriously. However, Nachon Shetoma HaRibono Shel Olam B'Shas Nesiyas Kapayim. Of all three options, what you should do is say the Ribono Shel Olam and Nesiyas Kapayim, and that's sufficient. But don't worry about Hatavas Chalom. Certainly don't worry about fasting. Not something you should get concerned about. The Stipler Gaon, Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael Kanievsky, quotes his brother-in-law as well, the Chazon Ish, in the Sefer Orchos Rabbeinu, written by a student, the Talmud Rabbi Horowitz of the Stipler, and Chelek Beis, Amud Reish Yud Gimel, quoting the Chazon Ish, that Stipler says that the Chazon Ish never got worked up, never got concerned about the dreams. The only thing he said is that you could say the Ribono Shel Olam. So certainly it seems that we have two great Gedolei Yisrael, the Aruch HaShulchan and the Chazon Ish, who seem to posit that dreams that you have, scary dreams, dreams that you're concerned about, you should not take seriously. Don't get worked up about them. However, at the same time, if one wants to fast, you can fast. If one wants to be mitzvah and do Hatavas Chalom, look in the Siddur and do Hatavas Chalom. And at the same time, what seems to be true, according to all, as the Shulchan Aruch seems to posit, that yes, you should say the Ribono Shel Olam that's listed in your Siddur during your Siyas Kapayim, of course, for us, and when we have a Yom Tov, that is something that should be recited. So while dreams do play a critical role at the end of Sefer Bereishis, and while dreams are taken quite seriously, a whole chapter is dedicated to Chalomos and how to interpret Chalomos and what Chalomos are in Perek HaRoah, in the ninth Perek of Maseches Brachos. And while the Rashba and the Tshuva and many Rishonim simply indicate the sincerity and the severity and the reality of dreams, and we know that people do dream, certainly contemporarily, nonetheless, there are suggestions as to how to deal with it. But come what may, it depends on you and who you are. If a person is concerned and nervous, okay, so you have your options, fasting, Hatavas Chalom, and saying the Ribono Shel Olam. If you're not somebody who gets concerned or nervous, leave it and put it aside. Certainly, one should try to do his or her best throughout the course of the day, always trying to get closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu and working with all the abilities and capabilities that we have, and to do what we can do to try to continue having positive dreams, good dreams, and to dream about the coming of the Mashiach. That shouldn't be a dream, but Adaraba, Hazorim Bedima, Barina Yitzaru, that we should be Chalomim, that we should be dreamers and wait in Yitzhashem for the coming Mashiach to Kingdom of Imher Yemein.